This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker has rolled out the first budget for her signature housing plan, a $2 billion effort called HOME, which stands for Housing Opportunities Made Easy. The proposal lays out nearly $195 million in its first year for programs to help renters and homeowners. Some advocates say it does not go far enough for people within the lowest incomes. WHYY's Aaron Mozell of Plan Philly has joined us this morning. He's been following this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Aaron, for those who are not familiar with HOME, let's talk about the initiative for a few moments, some of the basics.
Yeah, HOME is this administration's signature housing plan. It centers on creating and preserving 30,000 units of housing in Philadelphia, but it's also designed to help renters and homeowners keep a roof over their heads. The initiative is largely geared towards low to moderate income residents. For example, the administration wants the majority of those 30,000 units to be affordable to households earning less than $100,000 a year. And more than 20,000 of those units are slated to serve families earning around half that amount. For context, the median household income at this point in Philly is around $60,000. So a lot of numbers there, but the bottom line is that this is not a plan focused on deeply affordable housing or luxury housing. It's more about helping the folks in between.
All right. And in the name of helping both renters and homeowners along this spectrum, what kinds of programs would actually get funded, say, in the first year?
Yeah, so the budget proposal for the first year of the initiative calls for funding a total of 26 programs. That includes efforts to preserve affordable housing, provide homebuyers with low-interest loans, help tenants facing evictions. But there are also a bunch of other programs. There's programs to help repair people's homes, programs for homelessness, Tangled Title. So a whole array of things that all total up to $195 million.
Okay. And some advocates say the plan misses the mark for the city's lowest income residents. What's their concern mostly? What are they calling for?
Yeah, there are a number of housing advocates that say this plan just does not prioritize the most vulnerable renters and homeowners in the city, residents living paycheck to paycheck and one emergency away from being on the street. So they want more dollars to go towards those residents instead of more middle income folks. In this first proposal, we see that only one program is exclusively for people earning 30% or less of what we call area median income, which is a data point that includes places outside of Philly. And that translates to about $35,000 a year for a family of four. So far, more programs in this proposal are open to households earning more than that, including, you know, this popular program that provides free home repairs. With that program, for example, you can earn up to 100% of the area median income, and that's nearly $120,000 for a family of four. The Parker administration, though, has always said that this plan is about, you know, helping all Philadelphians and not about pitting what the mayor says is the have-nots against those who have just a little. But there are definitely people here who are going to push for more help for the thousands at the lowest rungs of the city's socioeconomic ladder.
Mm-hmm. And City Council has 60 days to review this plan. Could there be changes that funnel more help to low-income renters and homeowners?
Yeah, that's an important question because at this point, we just have a budget proposal. And even this proposal is the result of negotiations between, you know, the Parker administration and City Council President Kenyatta Johnson. They started discussing this budget a bit ago in the summer. All of this could still change before this gets formally introduced in council. And even then, it could be amended before there's a final vote. And I'll just note that there will likely be public hearings on all this, so people will have a chance to advocate for this and that as well.
And this is a project that's backed by bonds, right?
This is an unprecedented investment in housing in Philadelphia. We're talking about $800 million in bonds. And the plan, at least what we've heard so far, is that half of that money, $400 million, will be taken out in the fall, and then the second chunk about 2 years later. This is really the rubber kind of hitting the road, finally.
All right. Aaron Mozell of WHYY's Plan Philly, thanks for your reporting on this.
You got it.
You can read Aaron's coverage on HOME at whyy.org/planphilly. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.